I hope I'm not losing it, but can you hear that? It's awfully late and I'm getting suspicious.
What do you mean?
I could swear there's someone creeping around in the hallway. I'm gonna have a look through the peephole. Give me a second.
I'll promise you just won't go out there, all right? It might be dangerous. So, what do you see?
Oh, it's our neighbor. They've been fumbling about for a while. They're checking under the mat as well. Oh dear, I think they might have misplaced their keys. He's rummaging around his pockets. What? How deep are they? He keeps pulling more things out. Oh dear, this doesn't look good.
Should we help him? We don't know him very well, but he's been nothing but a good neighbor to us, and always polite and courteous to us when we pass. Remember when he offered to take our trash out for us when we got sick last winter? We could throw him a line. He could probably use it.
Well, as long as you're comfortable with it, then we might have a guest for tonight. Hello there. I don't mean to pry into your business, but is it fair to say you might be down on your luck tonight? Lost your keys? Don't worry. Everything will be all right in the end. I know this might be a bit strange, but I am more than happy to offer you our pull-out sofa for tonight. In the morning, you can deal with the issue. It's very late in the evening, and I wouldn't want to send you out all the way to your friend's house or whatever solution you might come up with. What do you say? Yes? All right, come in, come in. Shoes off at the door, please. It's nice to formally meet you. I'll just introduce myself and her again. I'm Kathy, and her name is Yubi. We are, well, I suppose best friends who moved in together. Yes, please. Just stand there and I'll pull out the couch for you. Don't be silly. You do not have to do a thing, young man. You're probably worried out your mind right now.
I can make us some herbal tea, which should help to get you all nice and relaxed again. Do excuse me a moment, but alas, it's very nice to meet you again.
Is this the part where I sound like a mother and say, "Where did you last see them?" The keys, silly. Oh, left them at work. Ah, well, then there's nothing to worry about at all, young man. You can head to work tomorrow and pick them up. Crisis averted. I assure you, it is no bother at all having you sleep over. If anything, it's quite fun having the company. You remind me of my oldest. How I miss him. Oh, yes, I've had two boys. They've flown the nest now, both away to college. Well, the youngest is taking a leap year in Europe of all places. I'm sure you're wondering where the father is, but he left for another woman. No. I assure you, it's nothing to say sorry for. Honestly, I was a bit relieved. Between you and me both, honey, some adults aren't ready for a full woman like myself. All right, I think that's your bed for tonight, mate. Come, sit down. We'll perch ourselves on it before we head to retire for tonight.
You're lucky you didn't miss us, as it's awfully late. Would you have had the courage to knock on the door and ask for help? Well, I'm glad we caught you in that case. Now, I won't be offended if you don't enjoy the taste, as you had to let the herbal tea grow on you. Just sip what you feel like. How come you get back from your work so late? The beloved double shift when someone else calls in sick out of nowhere. Gotta love it. The best advice I have ever given to my child is when you're stressed out of your mind at work, just ask yourself, do they pay you enough? That's it. That's my sentence.